First, though, something deeply material. Gold, a key element in our GeoQuiz today. America's last great gold rush began 100 years ago this Christmas Day. Talk about nice presents. Gold was discovered along what became known as the Iditarod National Trail in Alaska, and that is the answer to our quiz. According to the Iditarod Trail's administrator, Kevin Keeler, here's what happened.
Two prospectors, Johnny Beaton and William Dykeman, had driven a small steamer hundreds of miles up a small backwater river, basically at an area today now known as Iditarod, built a small cabin on skids, and were moving the cabin around and building fires on gravel bars to melt the gravel, basically, and then pan through it and look for gold. They had dug 26 shafts into the riverbeds and hadn't discovered any gold. Then on Christmas Day of 1908, they finally hit their strike, their big strike. It was in a small area that they named Discovery.
Discovery. I wonder why. The Iditarod itself, this was considered at the time basically the highway that took you from one part of Alaska to another, but it was still pretty remote. Can you describe what it was like then?
Well, the trail is 1,000 miles from Seward to Nome. It had a series of roadhouses every 20 or 30 miles on it, so a person could either hike, which a lot of people did, or if they had some money, they could take a dog team. And it was marked with a series of wooden tripods every 500 feet or so, so people could find their way and not get lost in blizzards.
There were a lot of people who decided to make the trek once gold was found. Who were they and where did they come from?
I'm amazed at how many foreign nationalities were involved in the gold fields out there. I've been looking at an old book by the name of Nuggets and Beans, which is a great first-person description of life in that area. One of the quotes are that there was only a scattering of American-born. There was a number of people from the Balkans, Scandinavians, Aussies, Brits, Russians, all around the world, basically.
Tenors.
Yes. There was, in one case, a description of a fellow who was a tenor with the Stockholm Opera and used to spend time singing while he loaded boilers with firewood.
That's great. There's another really interesting character, and this is a Japanese man who came over and happened to learn all the native languages of Alaska. He's a really interesting character.
Right. Jijiro Wada came very far north. I believe he landed in Alaska on the North Slope with whaling crews, picked up mushing, and he was so well known for his mushing exploits and that sort of thing that the Seward Commercial Club had hired him to prove that the trail to Iditarod was the trail for everyone to use. So they offered him a reward of $500 to mush up to Seward and then back again, which they did do successfully.
And also I've seen an archival photo that's really wonderful. This is one driver who brought 700 pounds of gold through the Iditarod Trail.
This was Bob Griffiths that we were talking about. He would typically carry 1,000-pound loads of gold. So I did the math because I'd seen on the back of the old photos, you know, describing that he was carrying $200,000 worth of gold. And then I realized, well, wait a minute, that's at the 1900 rates where gold was only $20 an ounce. So I did the math, and his gold loads were somewhere in the range of $10 to $13 million range.
That's great. And they said he was never robbed once through that.
No, there was never a robbery on the Iditarod Trail because there was no place to go, basically. Pretty much a thin white line for 500 miles with no place to go, and gold weighs a lot, too. So.
Kevin Keeler, Trail Administrator of the Iditarod National Trail, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Nice to talk to you, Kevin. Thanks.
You bet. Thank you.